Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
Former President Donald Trump said he was under audit for years, preventing him from releasing his tax returns. Now a House committee has voted to make them public. Democrats said they needed Trump's returns from 2015 to 2020 to assess an IRS audit program. Republicans insist the probe is politically motivated. Lawmakers have unveiled a massive bipartisan budget bill addressing every aspect of federal spending, from military defense to student loans.
For students who are struggling to cover tuition or rent, it means making ends meet just got a little bit easier.
Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington noted the bill increases the size of a Pell Grant by $500. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he favors the increase for military spending in the budget bill, but says otherwise it's a blank check for Democrats.
I think the greatest risk to our national security is our debt. The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no-good, rotten way to run your government.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says any bills from GOP senators who vote for the budget measure will be dead on arrival if he is Speaker. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked an order lifting Title 42 pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema describes the situation at parts of the southern border.
Let me be clear. This is a humanitarian and security nightmare.
Some 20,000 migrants are reportedly waiting to enter the U.S. near El Paso, Texas. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts grilled then Wells Fargo CEO Timothy Sloan over the bank's fake account scandal.
At best, you are incompetent. At worst, you were complicit. And either way, you should be fired.
Wells Fargo will now pay nearly $4 billion to settle allegations by the Consumer Federal Protections Bureau, stating it illegally charged surprise overdraft fees and froze consumer accounts. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says new rules regarding emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles will help protect the health of 72 million Americans living near truck freight routes.
Those overburdened communities are directly exposed to pollution that leads to respiratory and cardiovascular problems, among other serious and costly health effects.
It is the EPA's first update to emission standards since 2001. Finally, the January 6th committee will release its full report today, which includes criminal referrals against former President Trump and ethics complaints against several Republican lawmakers. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.